Just north of Florida State University, a small area in Tallahassee called Frenchtown has minimal food access.
Frenchtown is actually a pretty big food desert, so in that sense, we're trying to like kind of resolve that issue. So like in this, like with this garden we have over here, we have composting, so...
Winsley Darius is a volunteer for iGrow Community. iGrow is an initiative to sell food to communities in food deserts. It has two locations. Both are looking for volunteers to help produce fruits and vegetables.
Okay, all right. Thank y'all.
iGrow farmer Sundiata Amael says residents in food-stricken areas should educate themselves on healthier foods to eat.
You know, you have record numbers of young people with diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. All of these things are usually food related. So if we knew how to avoid those things by simply changing our eating habits, then we'd be on our way to basically saving our own lives.
The other iGrow is on the south side of Tallahassee, where grocery stores are hard to find in close range, yet corner stores and fast food restaurants are plentiful. Every Tuesday, a food truck makes its way to the south side in an empty lot on Orange Avenue, distributing dry foods from Second Harvest. Low-income residents stop by to sign up for boxes listing how many live in their household and contact information. Winn-Dixie on South Adams Street closed down for good and left many residents searching for fresh produce.
That left us in a lurch, basically on this side of town.
FAMU Research Coordinator Cynthia Seaborn says Piggly Wiggly on the south side was the only grocer willing to move in one of the vacant lots.
I'm not sure, so I would be really speaking out of school. I'm not sure if they have a criteria, you meet this, because basically they have fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, so they have the things that we say that we want, but what's the quality?
Consumers on the south side argue that the cost and quality of the produce isn't as good as any other competing grocer and still puts their health at risk. Seaborn?
Short of getting an organization owned by us, ran by us, and for us, we have to require our officials to implement a policy for this area. And then when you look zip code wise, and you'll probably get this from the Department of Health, but when you look zip code wise and you see the occurrences of certain diseases, you can't help but to think that food insecurity, there's a direct correlation to that.
And economics, the laws of supply and demand are also in play.
It's perceived that low income won't purchase food, but I purchase what you provide me a lot of times. And so I think that that's a fallacy, that we won't purchase food as in this side of town.
They want to cook, they're going to use these onions and they're going to cook food, use this spinach and this kale, and make healthy meals for themselves.
But those taking advantage of the produce from iGrow aren't the ones iGrow Sundiata Amael set out to help.
The majority of the people who buy through this online venue are usually Caucasian, upper high middle class, right? Or upper middle class, high class, or upper class, however you categorize those things, and on the north side of town. So, you know, we're dealing with people who are educated in terms of why these foods are important, but the people who don't know are the ones that need the most help.
For WFSU News, I'm Devondra Alston.